Aloha. Today I'd like to talk about our subject-specific class on inspections. In order to perform repairs and maintenance, it is absolutely imperative that we inspect the machine before we start. This is the fundamentals of any kind of repair or maintenance business, isn't it? This subject-specific class, then, would be applicable to all of the leadership of the service department, the managers, the supervisors, the foremen, the lead hands, the inspectors, as well as everybody who's involved in the customer service business with the customers in the marketplace. Inspections in the old days were simply a matter of the manager or the leader having a discussion with the mechanic and saying, you know, things like the customer said this was wrong, etc. Go out to the machine, find what's wrong with it, fix it, and come back and let me know what you did. Well, obviously, those days are done. We have much more precision in everything that we need to do. Plus, the complication in the equipment these days with computerization of components, with diagnostic tools, sensors all over the machine being read telematically so that we can see the condition of the machine via satellite in a remote location. All of these things together contribute to a much more serious need for an inspection before any work is done. This class covers a series of inspections. Diagnostic inspections for the work that needs to be done prior to a repair. Quality control inspections for those jobs that have been finished to have one last checkup from the neck up to make sure that the work was done properly and completely. Check-in and check-out inspections. We now have a rental business within most construction equipment, material and hand equipment, most capital equipment dealers now. So when a machine comes in off rent, it needs to be checked to make sure that it was in the same condition as it was when it left and prior to sending it out again. There's also the inspection that's required for preparing a machine for delivery. All of these things come into very significant and serious repair needs. They're transported by trains over the highway on flatbeds. Things shake loose. We need to make sure everything works properly. Then we have inspections that are qualifying people for a warranty repair. And finally, there's appraisals. When we take a machine in trade, somebody needs to make an appraisal as to what kind of condition that machine is in. All of these inspections need to be structured, and we need to be able to use current technology and tools, whether it's a PDA, a telephone, a laptop, a tablet, a complete computer in the office, or even, for some of you, in paper form. This inspection needs to be structured. It needs to follow a particular path. The inspections, from my perspective, follow what I call a form and function requirement. Everything that the machine can do needs to be tested, needs to be verified that it works. So we go forward and backward and left and right. We dig, we spin, we grade, we push, we pull, we do whatever it is that the machine is supposed to do to make sure it's right. Now notice, I didn't say that we were going to inspect what the customer told us what was wrong. For those of you that have taken the subject-specific class on work order process, you'll remember that we have a service request that takes place where the customer tells us everything and anything that they think is wrong that they want to have corrected. What we have to do with the inspection is make the determination that the problem that we're trying to deal with is, in fact, a cause, not a symptom. Many times the customers will not be able to differentiate between the cause and symptom, they just recognize what the machine is doing. Our responsibility is to find out what's wrong and fix it the first time. Without performing inspections, I don't believe that we can operate the repair business nor the maintenance business adequately. It is our responsibility to conduct repairs and maintenance on all the brands we represent and perform them at high levels of quality. The only way that we can do that is by having good inspections. Scheduled, structured inspections. I hope this helped you understand a little bit more about our inspection program, and look forward to talking to you about other subject-specific classes in the future. Mahalo.